T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Proper handling. This call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104. Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Mrs. K, please?
This is she.
Good morning, Mrs. K. This is Frank D'Angelo. I'm the manager of Fence. We're installing your new fence this week on your property.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just got off the phone with your husband, Dennis. He wanted us to check with you on how you would like us to proceed. We have hit a bit of a snag here.
Oh, God. Okay, what happened?
Well, as we described in your estimate when we met with you, the first part of our procedure is the removal of your old fence. Now, that went just fine. But then we began digging post holes for the new fence. That's where we sort of ran into a problem.
Okay, let me just stop you right there. It's my husband's job to make sure that the gas lines, the power company, and, you know, everyone got called. And they spray painted lines all over the yard. So if you hit something, then, you know, somebody didn't do their job.
No. It's nothing like that. What happened was we were digging for a post on the southeast corner of the property, and we found a femur.
You found a what?
We found a femur. Do you know what a femur is?
It's like a cat, like some sort of animal.
No, ma'am. A femur is a bone. More specifically, a human leg bone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, naturally, we were a little caught off guard by something like that, so I instructed my men to basically close up the hole, redig in a different location. Unfortunately, that's when we found the skull. So, I don't know how any of this got there. Look, I'm not here to find out. What I do need to know is how you want us to proceed here.
Wait. So, You're telling me that you were digging and you found a dead body in my yard?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, where the hell did it come from?
Well, like I said, you know, it's not my job to ask questions. As far as I'm concerned, whatever business you or your husband are into, it's none of mine. I'm just here to do a job, get my men home safely to their loved ones. That's all.
Wait, now, hold on a second. You're making it sound like I knew there was a f***ing body buried in my yard.
Well, I can tell you one thing. It wasn't buried very deep. So, I mean, if I were you, the next one you bury, you might want to go at least a few feet deeper. I mean, even if there were to be like a huge storm and the area were to flood, all that ground would soften up. And when that happened, you'd be surprised how easy things like that kind of make it back up to the surface.
You know, the bones were probably like a dog. You know, it was probably a pet.
It's possible. I mean, if you guys had a pet human that passed away or something, I mean, that's a human skull. There's no question. Look, like I said, I have an uncle who has friends who are in the business of, you know, making problems go away. So I know all about this stuff. And like I said,
No. You listen to me. I have no idea why in the hell there is a dead f***ing body in my yard. And frankly, I don't like what you're implying here. Like, I don't like that you're implying that I knew about this. I clearly had nothing to do with it.
I'm sorry, Mrs. K. I didn't mean to imply anything like that. Now, your husband, Mr. K, by any chance, is he your second husband? Like you were married once before? Maybe it didn't work out for some reason?
Oh, hell f***ing no. I know that that's not what you're implying right now. I know you are not implying that I killed my old husband and buried him in the backyard. No, sir. My husband, Mr. K, is my first husband. I was never married before. And honestly, I wish you would stop implying this. This is so messed up.
All right, understood. Not my job. I'm no detective. I just dig holes for fences. Now, any chance, maybe you had a boyfriend on the side, maybe an old work acquaintance.
Okay, you know what? I am hanging up on you right now, and I'm calling my husband. This is the most messed up and unprofessional thing that I've ever dealt with, and you can expect a phone call from my living husband today telling you that you're fired and we're going to go to a different company.
Okay, but just so you know, I'm obligated to report this to the police. I mean, this is evidence right here, you know. Or we can just finish the job we started, get rid of these bones, and get you a beautiful fence with no questions asked.
What kind of a person are you? Like, are you seriously shaking me down right now? Like, no. We're firing you, and don't worry about calling the police because I'm going to hang up with you and I'm going to call them myself. And I can't believe how badly you've handled all this. This is so...
You know what I can't believe? I can't believe you didn't think we weren't going to find a body that you only buried 4 feet deep in your yard.
I didn't bury anybody.
Well, of course you didn't, because this really isn't a fence company calling you. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show, and you just got phone scammed.
Wait, what?
I'm so sorry, Cynthia. Your husband asked us to phone scam you over this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was losing my mind.
Yeah, I'm so... You know, we actually wanted to do this phone scam closer to Halloween, but he said your fence would have been done by then.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. So the fence is okay? There's no body back there?
I mean, as far as we know... There isn't, so...
Okay, well, you maybe should check tomorrow because my husband might be buried back there after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.